I'm trying to be a little bit more. I'm so conscious about the fact that I could be really anxious and stressful.
Well, that's good. You're self-aware. It's like you're doing self-check-ins. That's really important. Yeah, a lot of people don't know how to do that. They don't know how to diffuse themselves.
No.
Some merch, exactly.
I want some merch, por favor.
Soon he'll pass his own bouteille of vodka.
Oh, he'll smack his logo on
Mason,
it.
We need to put more product
logo on the vodka bottle. That would be crazy.
The guy was asking about the sweater on the plane.
Oh, but, yeah.
Hey, c'est quoi Saints and Sinners?
We're international, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Even
fix
today at
hair.
The salon.
You have a little unicorn.
Yeah, it's
unicorn.
My unicorn style.
Okay. That's cool. That's cool. All right.
What
else? Like a little antenna.
This guy's still, you know.
So welcome to another episode of Thoughts and Confessions.
The Lost Teletubby.
We have one fifth of Vice Versa with us.
You guys have too many people on that show.
Don't be jealous.
We're like
just
five?
Jealous.
Whose side are you on?
He's so jealous. He was on Vice Versa last night.
Yeah, it's true.
I
forgot myself.
He just hopped on.
Hey, like, no. Guy gave me a look. Guy was like.
Guy gave me all kinds of look. I'm so, like, no.
No. If Guy gives a look, you follow.
That was a very interesting episode. I can't wait.
It was a great episode.
Next Thursday.
I can't wait till that one comes out. Who cares about that? Let's talk about Francis.
What's up, Francis?
Hello.
Yeah, the first time first time Thoughts and Confession has opened up its chair to...
proud to be the first one.
A fellow, I guess. What
I'm not surprised.
Vice Versians.
A colleague.
Vice Versians.
Vice Versians.
Dimensions have combined. Yeah.
I like it.
You literally gave up your chair.
I know.
And literally. You gave up his chair.
But it's...
Sorry, buddy.
You know?
Yeah.
I like him.
I'm sorry, Lemmy.
No. Hey.
Are we doing this now? Are we really doing
this?
What?
What
is
this?
Something? I have
to come back.
He has an issue because you know how I say, how are you doing, buddy?
Okay.
The translation is Lemmy.
Lemmy.
So when I text him, he finds it so unpersonal.
Yeah.
Oh.
Honestly, Sid,
it is unpersonal.
Not to be a jerk.
Buddy?
But when he gives thumbs up.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever he hits buddy and the thumbs up, those are the two things. But buddy doesn't bother me as bad. But buddy's like, everybody's
what would be the proper word?
Or what?
My man.
Bro.
No, you see, bro.
What up, bro?
Brother, bro.
I use brother a lot.
I just said those, my man.
But you're not my man.
I'm
you're somebody man. Else's man.
Hey. Damn, bro.
That's a fact.
I just don't want people to, you know, to get it the wrong way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, with your pictures, I don't know, man.
I know.
Yeah, actually, two
seems
people.
Seems like you were on a date.
Yeah.
Two people what?
Ask me. They're like, you guys are cute.
That's
These two said that. Just
No, it was somebody else.
I did.
Yeah, we did.
I did. Oh, so there was more than two. I forgot.
But
yeah,
just so
you
people
were,
like, know,
we
were
don't count.
Literally more than two, but
we were posting because our fellow co-host here.
Yeah, she's the one who started the whole thing.
I was like, I'm expecting more. Huh?
Yeah.
These photo shoots must continue. And each time they were getting better.
So like,
better.
Who would chill all day? It was like, oh, we have to take our picture for today.
Yeah, literally, we did that. Yeah, we got to take the pic for Sedalia.
I love
that
it.
That sounds so fucking gay.
Look, does that make you gay? Does that make you gay?
Does that make you gay?
It was cute. I felt like I was on a trip with you.
You
guys.
Were jealous.
We were like, there with you.
I just came back from Colombia.
Because I didn't call him buddy. No, because you weren't with us.
Oh. Yeah,
I'm sure you had an amazing vacation.
No, it would have been awesome to be with you guys.
Yeah, I think so.
And the car would have been perfect for you.
How come it was small?
It's petit.
Okay.
It was
petit. Yes. You went rich. Even me, I was shocked.
Yeah,
Did you drive stick?
No.
So I would have still been the only one driving.
I would have figured it out. I already drove it out after stalling.
I would have learned it.
No, but driving there is the best place.
Really?
Everything is
slow. Yeah, everybody's relaxed.
Ah, slow.
C'est tranquille. Like mollo, you know?
And I think you
what happened to you? You're so French now? That's what happens when you tag along.
Because it was
him?
The only language we could speak that people wouldn't understand us.
I'm
sorry, true.
No, I can't take you seriously with this.
But he's right, because they literally speak.
It's gonna have a name. Buddy.
Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
That's even worse.
And he goes, boink.
It's even worse.
Boink.
But he actually had a point. Like, literally on the
island. Fix it. Huh? It's gone. It's bye, buddy.
I was gonna say, on the island, they literally speak every language.
But French.
He's right.
But French. Oh, so yeah. Spanish,
Italian. Dutch, English, Italian. You know, I think there was some
awesome.
Portuguese in there
maybe
as well.
It's a bastard island.
It's a bastard
island. Literally. Mm. But one thing I noticed And I don't know if you noticed too, we didn't really see any homelessness.
Really?
Honestly, jokes aside, if I would be homeless there, I would be very good.
Yeah.
Like there's so many abandoned houses.
But you know what I mean, right? Like literally we did the whole island a few times.
I only saw one person ask for money.
When was that?
At the food truck at night.
Oh, that guy.
The white guy. The whitest guy out there.
Yeah, but for money. He seemed like he was on something.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but some then again, stuff? You didn't see a lot of that, though. You didn't see a lot of
He was the only one I saw that begged for money.
And he probably had a house because he was dressed. He was dressed well.
For homeless.
I think he missed
his boat.
Probably.
That's probably what happened.
Probably.
The special ship that came in.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. There was a gay boat.
Oh, yeah.
No, island.
The whole
island became gay.
One day on the flag day, the whole island.
Like this boat cruise. Everybody thinks it's the Virgin one, ironically speaking, the Virgin boat cruise. Because it's Virgin, you know, the phone company, Virgin.
Yeah.
But we were downtown San Nicolas.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it was like a gay parade.
Oh, yeah. First, it was confusing because it's their flag day. So everybody had their flags out and everything like that.
Okay.
And then 2 seconds later,
they had their flags.
They were out. Out and about.
And it was crazy because you would see all types.
Or maybe something else.
Oh.
Or something else. Did you get something else?
You got in on? Huh? Did someone came to
no,
you?
No, no, we were lucky.
No. They were mostly couples, to be honest. There was mostly couples. They were coming in pairs.
Yeah, I mean,
they
could
be searching for, you know.
A third one. You're not wrong. It's possible.
One, huh? Hetero guy.
Oh. Mm. Yeah, you know.
Imagine
who? Don't imagine. That would be sinful.
That would be. Exactly. Indeed.
But I was asking you to imagine.
How about you, man? How was
if we're talking about homeless people, like people asking for money, that was the main issue.
Downside?
The downside of being
Where
in
were
Colombia.
You in Colombia?
Cartagena.
Did you stay there the whole time? Did you go exploring?
No, we went. Well, we were only there for a week.
Okay.
So, yeah. Okay. We enjoyed the pool. The weather. It was perfect. Honestly, it was really really hot, but a lot of people would come to you and ask for money,
really?
Try to sell their stuff,
hustler.
A lot of shitty stuff, and a lot of people would come to us and rap, do a little Spanish rap or whatever.
Oh, for real.
Yeah, I would do that
That's
for
the equivalent
like
of like buy my CD.
Buy my CD. Yeah.
They would do that for a block, and at the end, I was like, "Bro, I don't have money. Like, move, please."
Yeah.
Like, no, thank you, whatever. And it would leave, but it was constant. Like,
no problems with the locals like or theft or harassment.
No, everything went
fine. You flexed.
But it helped.
Yeah,
we had nobody like as soon as we started to be a little bit more serious and like, okay, please leave. They would leave.
Did one of you two speak Spanish?
No. But I understand. I understand, ironically, maybe because I speak Italian.
Yeah,
I understand Italian. There's
somewhat.
Words and similarities when they speak.
We talked about
like,
that.
Oh, okay, this is where the conversation is going. But no, at the end, everything was really nice. Except
that was the downside.
Yeah, that was the downside.
It's sad in these little...
I'm
sketches.
Jealous. Everybody's going on vacation.
Got a tan. My ass is white.
I'm white.
But for the rest, is really, really, really brown.
Do you get any darker than this?
Yeah, I could get darker than this. I was putting 50. Honestly, I was putting cream and cream and cream and cream. My mom had cancer, but skin cancer.
Oh, okay.
So since then, we're all in the family. Everybody in the family, like, we're not taking chances anymore.
Yeah, you got to be careful. You got to protect your skin.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it something that goes from... skin cancer specifically?
I don't know.
Well, you might be more prone if it's in the
family. More
most cancers, like when it's in the family, they do like pre-screening tests for like the kids and stuff like that, you know?
No, because I know like breast cancer, yes. Prostate cancer, yes.
Leukemia, they say.
That's it.
It depends on certain leukemias.
Certain.
So I was wondering that one specifically.
I guess they just do it as well just to be safe, right? The full pre-screening stuff. So.
Well, it's a little flag. They're like, okay, let's keep that in mind.
Yeah.
To be
but
sure.
For the body, everything is browner. It's my face. I don't want those wrinkles or whatever. So I would, put more cream
these
in the face.
Lather it on.
He calls them war scars.
Are you still against sunscreen?
You can ask him.
He like look literally.
Did you put some on him?
No, literally the relax. The first day, this guy not no sunscreen. Said,
of course.
You sure you don't want? No, I don't
you
want
should.
Nothing. This guy he burns, but
he
then
burns.
Afterwards, like you got like super red and his.
I got no the redness. I didn't mind. What got me shocked
the heat.
Was the heat and.
Can I cuchalar?
No. Were you cold? So what happened was
No, listen.
You didn't feel the sun because it's windy.
Yep.
So you're constantly being cooled. Yeah. And we were jumping into the ocean and everything like that. And then, well, long story short, at night I was like, shit, I'm hot. And then my face was red. Oh. And I'm like, okay, the red thing, I get it. It's not a problem. But then this is for the first time, it was hurting on my left arm.
Okay.
But then I realized it was my driving arm.
Yeah, it was driving in the sun all day. Yeah.
I didn't realize it. So I was like, oh, shit. Okay. So maybe the sun should be, you know, not fucked with. The next day, I took it very easy. But usually I peel after the second day. But I wasn't peeling. So I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, you only started peeling like later.
Welcome to the white light.
I started peeling
the day before.
So yeah, like 2 days ago.
Yeah, literally.
It took 6 days.
Literally.
Usually I peel on my second day and then I go all out after
that. Yeah, no. It's because it was a bad sunburn.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, I'll take it easy. And every time I was like worried because I was like, I'm not feeling anything. Like my skin wasn't hurt, but it was red.
Yeah.
It's like I really cooked, but I didn't feel it this time.
Look at you.
But then I put cream on my nose specifically.
But like he literally put it on his nose.
I put it on my nose.
Oh, wow.
Just his nose.
So important. Huh?
Not because it was super red. I was like, I don't want to lose my
nose. Just the nose.
Just the nose.
Do you put cream?
Yeah, I have to, man. Mm. Yeah.
He's the one who was the best equipped.
Yeah, I'm equipped, man. I bring
and
stuff.
You were under the shades all the time.
Huh?
And you were under the shade all the time.
I really was. Like, not the first day, though. The first day I got beat up by the sun.
Yeah.
Like, yo, that shit was, like, the worst.
Do you actually have a tan line?
Huh?
Do you have a tan line?
Nah, bro. I don't think so.
No, because people said, oh, I noticed Jason tan too.
I did. Obviously, but I got darker.
So if you got darker, you have a tan line.
I don't even know, bro. I wouldn't know where.
Well, it would be between the parts of your body that were out to
the sun. Yeah, but like, I'm not like, bro, I'm not checking to see, yo, how's my tan line doing? It's not my
point. It's me. It goes literally
shades. I think it's a white thing.
It is, though. It is.
Me, it goes like shades. It goes dark, a little bit less darker, dark, then white. Because I was always pulling my shorts up.
Why?
I was always pulling my shorts up like a homeless guy. But that's such a soccer thing to do. You know when you're always pulling up your shorts?
Yeah, right there all the time.
And then I was like, oh, shit, see, I'm tanning. Oh, I need to tan a little bit more here.
you know, like the women with the working.
And when I tan, I go on the side sometimes. I'm like, okay, I have to do this part because I don't want to be too brown in the front.
But
the
you laid on the beach.
You laid down to do it.
Yeah.
We didn't do
it. It's rare that I go actually in direct sunlight when I go on vacation.
Really?
I'm always in the shade and I still tan. You still tan.
From the shade?
In the shade. Oh yeah,
damn.
Yeah, I'm still actually getting darker.
Yeah, but you stood in the sun.
Yeah, you're like olive tone now.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I'm jealous though because I was like, if I would have had a couple of more days, I would have hit that nice little golden
bronze look.
Mm.
Shit.
And then put some baby oil and just start flexing and shit.
Spray tan, man. Please nobody will know.
Why? Don't do that. Then slide.
I was laughing at the picture that we were both flexing. I was like, oh, you're so cute.
Oh, yeah.
You're relaxed, bro. Relax.
I was like,
oh,
wow,
that was on
guys.
The Popeye thing. That's why.
Yeah,
because
that's
that was the whole thing already.
I wasn't flexing, bro. I was just,
Like, my hardest part about those pictures was finding the song.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, you were flexing. I saw your face.
Nah, not
you
really.
You flexed a bit.
I saw your face.
I like Jay's side pictures.
Yeah.
He doesn't even look at.
He's like, yeah.
No, honestly, he got a picture of me. No, he legit has a picture of me. I'm never posting this shit. I'm probably sure you guys.
I gotta see it after.
I gotta see it.
While I'm having the drink, I look like a bad bitch. I'm like,
ooh.
And it wasn't even on purpose.
I can blackmail him. I have a couple of pictures.
It wasn't even on purpose.
The picture, the video that I have of you.
Which one?
When you're taking picture with the blue horse.
Blue horse?
Bro, you took a video? You didn't even show me.
I'll have to show you. Yo, it's funny as hell.
I had this obsession with these
blue horses.
There are some blue horses down there.
There were 8 or 12.
It's like basically an artist who made like about 8 horses, blue horses around the island.
Oh.
So my goal was to discover, find them
Pokemon,
all.
Pokemon, gotta catch them
all.
It's
an adventure. I would love that.
Yeah. I knew you were filming too,
Yeah, because it was funny. It was at night. He crosses the street, decides to sit on the floor.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck he was trying.
So I sat right next to the horse.
Yeah, but you stayed on the floor.
Yeah, because the horse's face is there.
I don't know what that means, but okay.
But it was the head. I was trying to take a picture with the horse.
You're not making the story any better.
I'm not making it any worse.
No.
Thank you.
He's going on the floor because the head of the horse was there.
Yeah.
You just are twisted.
I know.
Oh, wait until
I
you
know
see
what
the
he's
video.
Doing too. And just
wait until you see the video.
I can't wait. I can't wait to see it myself.
I can't wait to see that video.
Goodness.
Anyways, enough about me. Francis, how you doing, man?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Let's stop with the horse shit.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I like that. Enough about the horse shit. You know?
Let's stop.
That was good. That was good. No, I wanted to talk to you, man. See how you're doing. Where you at? How are you mentally? How are you feeling? How's Francis?
I don't know if you saw you saw the clip today.
Yeah, it was good.
Did I see the clip today?
What was that about?
It was about losing myself with sexuality.
Oh,
oh shit.
Like a nympho? No, that's actually not the guy version of that.
There's a sex addict.
No, nymphomaniac is the woman.
What?
Term.
Nymphomaniac is a woman?
Yeah, it's the term for a female.
What do you call a man? A man?
I don't remember anymore. Exactly.
Tell him.
Exactly.
For real, for real? So yeah. There's no male version of that?
No, there's a different name for it.
That is so sexist.
But I can't remember now.
But I think that's the movie only thing that has one sex.
Yeah, but it's like a female term.
Oh, this is.
I was pretty shocked when I found out.
Jason, I think he's right.
That could be not wrong.
Just call it a man.
Just call it a man.
Okay, so you lost yourself in sexuality.
Yeah.
Now, when you say sexuality, like, what do you mean? Like, were you bi?
Losing confidence and trying to pick it up.
What the fuck did you just say?
No.
Were you bi?
He said it was sexuality. There's a spectrum to sexuality. So you're talking about just the physical.
Yeah, no, first of all, it was only woman. First of all, I mean, I have nothing against anything about this, but no, it was only woman.
That's right. I'm always right.
I knew you were right, but like,
but I guess it was a lack of confidence and like, going through shit and whatever, and the only thing that would get me dopamine or it was
right, yeah,
to get that. But at the end, I realized like, oh shit, I'm losing myself because more and more it was going. I felt like I was losing myself. I was losing parts
every
time I would. Yeah, every time I would finish.
Okay.
I would be like, okay, I'm not feeling good. Okay, I'm not feeling good, and I was starting to tell a bit like Sin, and now he's good with that. But I was starting to tell him, oh, you know what? I don't feel good about that. So I don't want to do that.
Oh.
Yeah, I was telling actually to girls, like, I don't want to do it because I don't want to have sex or whatever.
And how long did this last?
Yeah. Huh?
How long did this last?
I think it's a coincidence, but it's not a coincidence. The fact that now I'm with my girlfriend, there's like a balance that came without...
voluntarily? Like,
yeah, exactly. But without even trying to work on it, but... It's still something that I'm working on it because I know it was an issue. It was something not good for me.
Yeah. For the male version, it's called satyriasis.
There you go.
It sounds like a disease.
It does. It
also
is.
Known as the Don Juan syndrome.
Oh, see?
In the 1900s.
Why are you looking at Sin when you're saying that?
I mean, I feel like
I didn't mean that.
We have it inside us. We don't want it.
Don Juan. Yeah.
Some is Don Julio, Don Juan.
Don Jose.
Sometimes it's both.
Sometimes it's both.
A little bit of Don Julio will always have some Don Juan to come out.
That's what I meant. Exactly.
This podcast is sponsored by Don Julio.
Don Julio. I told you we're going to get some product placement.
That would be crazy. So, but for the rest, honestly, I think for my relationship, I think we went through the hard part. So we'll just see after. But we'll just... I don't know how to say this, but we're just taking step by step or whatever.
Yeah, enjoy day the moment. By day.
No, thank you.
Exactly. I'm not going too crazy either. Like, I mean, everything's
going
fine.
But what's crazy? What's crazy? What do you find? What's crazy?
I could see myself projecting me like way, way, way further in the future.
Okay.
Okay. You're like you're like really like you're the plan. Like you see.
Yeah, exactly.
Long term and stuff like that.
Like what I do right now is I communicate what I would like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But after that, I'm like, I told you what I want. But at this point, like, there's no rush of anything. Like, everything's doing fine. Let's keep it like this. There's nothing that we need to do differently for the moment or for a year, 2 years or whatever.
You consider yourself like a romantic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why did Maybe you do sometimes. That? You're like, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
I guess proud.
No, but I guess sometimes when you, I mean, I think it's more me than when I say something where I could say something or write something like really cute or cringy a bit, whatever. I'm always doubting in my head, like, okay, do I look too soft or do I look too this or whatever?
You don't strike me as the guy that like that worries about if you look too soft.
I guess it's with
because you're so like open, like with everything usually.
I wasn't like this before.
So what changed?
The couple of years, like the 2 years.
You feel like somebody t'a complexé, genre?
It's called doubt.
Yeah, there's doubt.
But who instilled the doubt?
Yes, everything. Yeah, I love that's one thing. But I guess the vision I had with my ex was so huge and And when I realized that, oh shit, she's not the one for me. Okay. Everything that I'm doing right now, I'm like, ah, oh, shit, am I doing the good? I don't know why.
Did you start overcompensating though? Because like you felt like you lost so much with her. Is that why, like, you know, you go extra hard sometimes?
Yeah, but that's what I realized now, that was something I was doing.
You were forcing it, sort of.
And now I'm like, I find it, but it's fun because it's a good sensation to be like, you know what? You don't need to do it.
Yeah.
So this is the fun part I am right now. Like, there's things I would do, like, absolutely just to make sure that everything is okay. Because I think sometimes, like, I see it like you said previously, like a plan or like...
Yeah.
But now I'm just like, you know what? Just let it go and just see and don't try to force anything, whatever. And because this was what I was doing with my ex. Force, like, I don't know if forcing is the good term, but it was... maybe
foreseeing?
Overcompensating, maybe. Because sometimes you lack on something, so you give way more to try to get the little piece that you're missing, but the pieces are not that... It's not enough, so you always...
Sometimes it's not the right piece of the puzzle, but we're still trying to make it fit into that,
that's,
you know?
That's true.
Exactly.
So square peg, round hole type thing.
I try to change the vision I had, or like the way I was with my ex, now with this girl. But at the end, I'm not going crazy about it. I'm not thinking about it every day. Oh, I should do this. I should do this. I should do this.
Is it because you already went past the crazy peak, and then like you started like
me and
you
her?
Reached your peak, and then afterwards you started? No, you, not her. I'm talking about you though. Like, because you say you're not going crazy, right? So like, how did you?
Yeah, the crazy part with her, I think, like the big crazy part already passed. Now I'm like,
yeah. So now you leveled out. Then you're like,
yeah. Now I'm like, okay, this is an opportunity. Like, this is what I wanted. Now we're both on the same page. Mm-hmm. So this is just maybe an opportunity to just, you know what? This is where I am right now. Let's chill the fuck down and just enjoy.
That's good that you're able to tell yourself that, though.
Is it detachment or are you just more cautious?
No, it's not detachment.
You're just more cautious?
Yeah, I'm just more cautious. Or it's
mindfulness, maybe?
Maybe, but I think it comes with... comes with therapy and just talking about it, and just, and every time she's like, eh, but you're doing good, it's all right, just, you know, take a smoothie. And
take a smoothie, you said?
Yeah, smoothie. Like, I just want to take it. I just, oh, the smooth okay. part, I'm trying to go with that model. And it's the same thing with my job. Like, I'm trying, like, these days I'm fucking busy. Like, I it's all the time, every day. I didn't have one day since I came back. But every time there's something is like it's cutting to me, is
bothering you?
No, but
you get anxiety, anxious.
Yeah, kind of anxiety. Yeah. But when it gets to me and like I'm in a situation, like oh shit, I'm like, hey,
yeah,
like you're not a fucking doctor and try to save lives.
Mm.
Like, it's just chill the fuck down and come back. I'm trying to be a little bit more. I'm so conscious about the fact that I could be really anxious and stressful.
Well, that's good. You're self-aware. It's like you're doing self-check-ins. That's really important.
Yeah,
a lot of people don't know how to do that. They don't know how to diffuse themselves.
No, but I think it's going to be a work of a lifetime.
Oh, yeah.
Oh
yeah, 100.
Dude. Shit, yeah.
At a moment, I was like, I felt like I needed to change everything so
drastically. Yeah.
And I had to change completely who I was. And I realized that, you know what, this is not possible. So just take one thing at a time, and if a situation happens, just because at the end, like usually when I'm not completely in a position that I'm not feeling good or whatever, I take good decisions. So I'm like, yeah, just chill the fuck down.
Gotta trust yourself.
Yeah.
Was there ever a time for you, actually, that you felt like you had to make like such a drastic change or drastic decision? Like, you always make, I feel like your decisions are always like controlled. Have you ever done anything that's like, no, you know what I mean?
The eyebrow.
I mean, I don't want to talk about your stuff, but like, you know, I know situations for you, like major life changing situations where you had it already planned out. And you know what I mean? You had like the decision, okay, this is what we're going to do. This is da-da-da-da-da. You know what I mean? Have you ever been in a situation where, you know, you had to make like a super sporadic, erratic decision, or made something, it was outside of your control and like you had to, no choice, and you had to roll? Or
no, there's like three or four that come to mind. But the thing is, every person differs on how you react to these situations. When I was listening to you right now, how you.
I want to hear one of them though. After, I'm just curious. No, I just want
these, these are confessions.
But what I realized
that's
is
what we are, right?
Is when my emotions are involved, and if it's my professional side, my job, or if there's a lot of things that my emotions won't have an impact on. Mm-hmm. What I realized is that I really feel my emotions, and I let them take control.
No, you're reactive.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, oh shit, this, and I mean, I'm happy about it. Like I'm comfortable with it, but it's just a dozy. Like sometimes it's way too much, and it's just heavy. Come down. And,
emotional
and,
regulation is a very important skill. Yeah,
the trick is to take a step back.
Yeah. Exactly.
You were going to say something though. When
you have to get out of the, because everybody approaches. We could all have the same problem and approach it differently.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Some people go, because we all will panic in a different style, different way.
Yeah, people you see it, some people it's on the inside. They're
that's
like,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Me, it's more the inside compared to him. Me, right. I'll just close into me and I'll go on like reflection mode.
Yeah.
So now I have to study every possibility, every outcome, what's the best thing for the group, for the person, for me, blah, 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 blah. And then I'm like, okay, ready or not at this point. This is my decision. I feel like it's like those TV game shows, right? Is that your final answer? Well, I studied all the possibilities, and dun, 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 you win, you lose, you confront, you know,
right.
The results. But like often I'll just go super silent and go into my head, and then I'll just, and now I'm more comfortable with it because I feel like I have more experience.
Right. Mm.
Because of that, now I feel like I pretty much anticipated not every situation, but every dramatic outcome possible. And then from there, I'm not saying I know how I'm going to react when it's going to happen. But
who knows better than you, right?
Mm.
But that's what I'm
sometimes
saying.
Sometimes myself, but I mean, I don't even know a situation. I could literally react the way that I wasn't expecting. I mean, for my part, it happens.
Mm.
No, but it's the same time. Like, again, like some people will yell, some people will be sad, some people will isolate, some people will disappear, some people will start drinking, some people will start fucking, whatever it is. All these are ways to or try to rebalance and refocus your mind, because you're like in a storm and you're just trying to ground yourself in a way.
Yeah.
Some people do some toxic shit to ground themselves.
Yep.
So you're more like, I'm going to compartmentalize everything that's happening and then just kind of assess it more rationally.
You know,
were you always like this?
I don't know. I don't think so, to be honest. Now it's like easier because I have enough experience, right?
The young sinner.
What was your default at when you were young?
Like the young sinner was probably a wild card.
Were you more reactive? Were you more reckless?
I think I tried them all.
Oh.
That's why.
I did that too.
Really?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
Why? How do you react usually?
No, I did that too. I went through all lines, right? Like I used to be super impulsive, you know, with the shit that I did. That got me like in a lot of trouble, like all the time. And I realized that was not like beneficial or conducive to the person that I wanted to be. Mm. Like early in, like for example, like high school years, you know, although I was like a quiet person, I kept to myself. Like I also got suspended a lot, right?
Okay.
I got suspended a lot for either fighting, lashing out, you know, stuff like that. But those were situations where I could have been better controlled.
Right.
You know what I mean? It didn't bring any positive to me. You know what I mean? By reacting the way that I reacted. And these are small situations at most times, you know?
Right.
I mean, there was a bigger reason behind them all. Which I knew, you know, but you know, it didn't translate well. It's really when, and I always talk about that one friend that I had, her name's Holly, when she was just like, oh, like you're really angry, like, you know, like she literally just like you're real angry. And that was during the time when I was religious, you know, and you know, she was like, yo, she's like, if you're angry at God and everything like that, you know, with everything that was happening in my life at that point. And she's like, you're allowed to say it, you know, you're allowed to just say it out loud.
Right,
because everything I internalized. So that's what I first learned in terms of like, kind of like speaking it out loud, talking it out, like the whole therapy stuff. But it wasn't real therapy. Cause I wasn't going to therapy at the point, but just not holding it inside anymore and like thinking like, okay, man, I got to keep all this to myself. I got to, you know, I got to stay tough. I got to stay strong. And it's not like I went on this, you know, whatever. Right. But I was able to, I kind of like, you know what, I started talking out loud. You know, I started talking about how I'm feeling out loud.
At what age did it
change? Huh?
At what age did it change? How old were you?
Oh, man. I wasn't that young, man. I'll be honest. I was like 20.
Oh.
I would say about 22, 23 around that time when I had that like.
So were you angry at God?
Yeah. Yeah, bro, because during that time, you know, when my mom was sick, she passed away, right? Mm-hmm. But she was like, you know, very religious, you know? Mm-hmm. And like, for me, I was like, yo. And in my eyes, once again, like she was always like the perfect person, the perfect image of a human being, always giving, you know, never turned anyone away. Right. Like everything, like I find like she did the right way. And then she got sick. She first got sick actually when I was 16. And then she went into remission. But the first time around, in all honesty, I didn't know what cancer really was.
Right.
I'm not going to lie. Like, I didn't even take it that serious. I just know they sat us down one day. They told, you know, me and my little brother. And we're like, okay, you know, she's going to be all right. Yeah, all right, cool. Mm-hmm. And then everything was cool. But then when it came back, like, you know, like about like 4 years later or so. And then that's when you started seeing like the whole gravity of it all. You know what I mean? Because they were shielding us in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But so once again, going back to that, you know, she went to church. She did all this stuff. She used to have like me doing like Bible study and stuff like that. So, you know, and I'm thinking in my head, oh, you know, praying and everything, she's going to be all right. And then until she wasn't.
God will save her.
Yeah.
And then that's
you know,
then people will say God did save her.
Yeah. He took her to a better place. with her.
Thank you. That's the part. Yeah, and it's no offense to anybody out there or whatever, but I you know, when you're hearing it, at first they're going to say, they tell you she'll be all right. Just pray and all this stuff. Then that doesn't happen. Then it was God's will.
It's God's will.
Yeah.
So then
he
it
has
was
better
like,
plans.
Which one was it? You know, so that's what I was angry about. I'm like, which one was it, guys? You know what I mean? Please tell me.
They don't know. They don't know what God's plan is.
Yeah, but but they try to convince you. You know, everybody was convincing, like sitting there convincing you. That's why, like, I have a hard time telling people, like, if someone passes away in their family, whatever. Like, I have a hard time saying, like, my condolences and stuff like that. You know,
I get it.
I'll say, you know, all my love with you. You know, that's how I can I can express myself to the person. Because, you know, you're just hearing those things like, she's in a better place. Yeah, but I would prefer for her to be in this place.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But you're being selfish.
Of course.
Oh, yeah, but when you're a child.
Yo, dude, 100%.
No, but even as adults, there's no...
True, but I guess there's less understanding when you're little.
It's not about selfish,
but it was
similar
for me, too.
Exactly.
The same thing. My mother, the same thing.
But how old were you when your mom...
You were younger.
My mom passed away when I was 7, but she got sick when I was... She had it for 2 years, and she went in remission, like Jay's mom. She was fine, and then it came back with a vengeance, and then she passed away. But me, it was the opposite. I was actually, I bottled up a lot. I was like a ticking time bomb.
But that was me, though.
I was very calm. I was very calm. I was like, I wouldn't say much or whatever, and then I'd have these huge, like, explosions of like anger and whatever, and people were like, what? And I wouldn't cry. I wasn't a crier. Like, it was pure, like, anger. And I remember I felt like it got worse when I got older. There was like shorter intervals. Okay. Like I was even more short.
Your fuse was shorter.
Yeah. And I remember in high school, I don't know if they still taught religion or whatever, and they said something similar to that. And it's like, we did like an exercise and it's like, dude, are you angry at God? And nobody had ever asked me that question. And I was like, yes, I am. I am pissed as fuck. And I find like that rehashed it all over again. And I went through that journey again. And then, I don't know. I think after when I got my autoimmune disease.
Yeah.
That's what sobered me up.
That sobered you up.
Yeah. That sobered me up. Because I was like, yo, was like, this is fucked up.
I mean, I've been humbled many ways since then.
But that one humbled me like hardcore. I think before it was just.
So what's your relationship now with God?
I'm at peace with it. I think.
Meaning what?
I mean, when I got sick. I found God again. And I don't know if it was for more selfish reasons or maybe it was something that brought me closer to my mom. I don't know.
I know what you mean. Like, I know exactly what you mean.
Like it was like I was close to her age and it was like, life changing, but you know, it was just different. I felt like a life sentence basically. Yeah. And I was angry at God, and I was starting to to feel the same things that I did. Like, oh, you did this to my mom. Now you're punishing me. And there was like just a lot of anger. And then I had it when I was 26, I think. I started 25, 26. And I worked at the daycare at the time as an early childhood educator. And I remember my boss, she was really like into God and stuff like that. She was like a really big believer. And she told me, you know, like, there's a reason for everything. You may not understand it. And I was like, I'm like, oh, I don't want to hear this. This is the same thing you used to say about my mother.
Everything happens
for a reason. And then she's like, you'll see, there, you know, like, get closer to him. Maybe this is your opportunity to get closer to him.
I used to get that talk.
So I was like, okay, fine. And then, you know, I just started to read and stuff like that, like the Bible, scriptures and whatever. And it did ground me a bit. And it made me change my perspective. Now,
to what?
It was different. It was less about me. And kind of more about being more appreciative of the things that I wasn't appreciative of before.
Being appreciative of the things
like
that you
have.
Like
simple things, just very simple things that we take advantage of. Like, you know, when you're healthy and you're at the prime of your life, you know, everything is great. Mm. And you still find things to complain and bitch about and whatever. And I did that a lot. I was so guilty of it. Mm. And then when I got that, I started to see life in a different lens. And instead of like bitching and complaining, I was like, you know what? Be appreciative of it now. You know, and that's when I started the like five things that I appreciate every day. You know, like whenever I'm sad or whatever, I try to like think of something that I'm grateful for.
Like the gratitude.
Do I do this successfully every day? No, I'm not going to lie.
It's not easy.
There's some days that, you know, are shittier than others. But yeah, I think like it really changed my perspective. And I think finding God made me just alter that perspective. Am I as close to God as I was then? No, I don't think so. I think like I ventured more into kind of spirituality, but I still believe, I'm still a believer somewhat, but it did kind of teach me to just kind of see things differently. And I think that's when I started to have a little bit more emotional regulation. I still have my outbursts once in a while, but it's a lot more regulated. And I think it's like for me, it's like over time.
It's crazy because I had those waves too.
Yeah,
like during that time I lost it, then I
found,
you know,
it.
I found it through like my wife at the time, Camille, because at the time she was heavily into the church, and then I started, you know, attending with her, and you find like this sense of
peace and belonging,
yeah, okay, and community, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. But then I started seeing other things that just didn't, not just me, her too, right? We started seeing things that were like, it's a bit, some things are hypocritical, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, 100. Like
it's ironic because there's this rapper that once said, if you, the most sincere prayers are not at church, but at the hospital.
Yeah.
Oh, that's actually true.
That is
so
true.
That is very true.
So if you think about it, we have tendency of finding God when, I have an uncle.
Shit hits the fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have an uncle, a very interesting story. He, for a very long time, he's my mom's uncle, actually. Amazing guy. And for a very long time, he was like this Iron Man. He was, you know, bigger than life type of thing. Mm-hmm. Partying, drinking, you know, working hard, had the money, had the success, everything you want. And then I don't know what happened. He got older. He got sick a bit. Now he's the most religious person out there. Last time I sat with him, I'm like, so I'm guessing you're putting all the odds on your favor in the sense that in case God does exist, let me do my...
I don't know. It could
he bet on red.
I think it could be a different take. I think I found comfort, I think. And I know it sounds awful to say, but a lot of people that reach out to like God and, you know, it's kind of you're latching onto someone else's or some other entity's strength.
Yeah, it's funny.
And it comforts
you're taking
and you
off,
also
you're
meet
removing
a lot
the
of
burden.
People.
Yeah. But you're putting, yeah, you're putting the responsibility on him.
You are somewhat, but I think it gives you, it kind of buys you that strength that you need. And then you build
hope.
All of these different.
Hope.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not strength,
that's
it's hope.
Hope.
But at that
and
time.
Hope gives you strength.
Yeah.
But now it's, again, it's a very mental thing. It's a placebo effect. I'm not, and again, I'm not here to discuss if God exists or
no,
not.
No,
what
no,
I'm
no,
saying
no.
is, as humans, because we're, like, you know, God has a plan. God got my back. I'm a good person.
Yeah.
You go through all like all the shit you've been doing, and you're like, yeah, pretty much sure I'm the 60% of good and not bad type of thing.
For sure.
You know what I mean? And I'm like, you know, God will have my back and stuff like that. And it's literally, it's not in my hands anymore at right. this point. I did the best I could. Hopefully it's enough and just go
right,
with it.
Right, right.
But I have something crazy to say. I don't practice. I don't believe. I really love history. So I, you know, when you go through all the wars and whatever, mm-hmm. you go with the fact with religions and whatever it happened. Yeah. And for me, for my part, I have a really hard time. I like what religions are saying because there's a lot of positivity in that for sure. But I don't believe in anything. Mm-hmm. I don't believe in. But in September, last September was the first time in many years or whatever. I don't remember. And I felt so much like shit. And I suddenly went, I just look up like at my ceiling. I'm like, if there's someone, I don't know who. But please, please, just for now, just give me just that little
give
one
me a break.
Thing. Yeah, exactly. Just give me a break. Fuck. And you know what? I was like, the kind of answer that I got or whatever mm-hmm. was
or
like
a sign or whatever.
It was like, you have to do it on your own. You have to do it on your own.
What, you heard a voice?
No, it was no voice. It was nothing.
So what was
nothing.
The sign?
No, it was just, I was like trying to figure it out at the same time. Okay. And like, just give me a break, whatever. And at
then
the
you
end,
tell,
the
you're telling yourself.
Yeah, the conclusion was like, you have to do it on your own. Mm. But it was the first time in so many years. I don't remember, honestly. I never actually did a prayer or whatever. Like,
I never did. Bro, we have to learn
like,
how to do it properly. Like, you know, you have to put
the
right
thumb.
Foot. Yeah, the thumb over this.
There were so
many things, like, you know.
I used to confirm my soul in the communion. How you say it in English?
Communion.
I did all of them.
I did that. Like, I did that, too.
I could.
Well, you're Italian, right? So you're Roman Catholic. Okay.
Yeah, everything is done. But, like, I could go to a wedding and right now. I don't need to do anything. But the thing is, it was the first time I was like, okay, if there's someone.
Please.
Give me a fucking. That was the funny part.
Give me
even
a sign.
Over someone that doesn't believe. Even for someone that doesn't
figure
believe
it
this.
Out.
So wait. So in your case now, if you would have kids, would you teach them about religion?
Maybe the basics.
What would be the basics?
You know,
you shall not kill.
I think that's the basics in everything.
No, but I think it comes for that.
I think it comes with the fact that how I was raised. Because my mom is really religious.
Okay. Oh, your mom is?
Yeah, she's really. At Christmas, she goes to the church. And
you got
to
do all the sacraments. Your kids have to do them all.
Your mom's Catholic?
So isn't that ironic that for you today in 2024 to be religious is Christmas, but being super religious by definition is all year long?
Just Christmas.
Oh, but she
we
is.
Have Easter.
She does her prayer or whatever she
prayer.
Can call it. Prayer, whatever.
Every
she,
night?
Yeah.
Oh,
she
that's
does.
Cute.
I used to do that. Like,
but you know what?
Even.
That's a good form
but
of meditation.
I found it cute for her. She does exactly
no,
this.
No, but
what
it's
she
an
said.
Amazing
it's
form of meditation.
Exactly. This is what she says to me. But I would raise my kids into that kind of environment, but not necessarily the religious way, just the way my
for
mom
them
raised
to know.
Me. But my mom
to
raised me
aware.
With that mentality. Values of religion.
Let me ask you something. Will you like? I don't want to assume, but because I know you and I, obviously, we have these conversations outside. When did you? Because you were raised Muslim, right? Or were you raised Muslim, or were you just considered Muslim? I'm curious about that.
I'm technically, I'm born Muslim.
Born Muslim. All right. Okay. And when did you make the decisions for yourself regarding, you know, your beliefs or like how you feel towards like religion or God? Would you consider yourself someone like who? I've always the term agnostic. Mm-hmm. I think of that of you. I don't know if that's how you consider yourself.
Yeah, I could definitely consider myself.
Okay,
agnostic.
Right. So, like, when did you realize for yourself that you know you that was what you would relate to?
But you have to understand one thing. So me, because of my journey of jumping from one country to the other and
exactly.
You know, whatever. When I was in Algeria, I was super religious.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I did my 5 prayers a day.
How old were you at that time?
We're talking about from 9 to about 13, 14.
Wow. Okay,
wow.
Super religious. And I was the only, a little bit like my daughter right now.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, that was your discovery. Discovering
That's why,
yourself.
Like, when she told me that, I wasn't surprised. Because us at home, my mom's not religious. she's more
spiritual.
Yeah, I guess. Like, she has her cultural beliefs.
Ah, okay.
And there, that and Islam are intertwined.
They kind of marry.
In North Africa, yeah. They mix them together.
Right.
So sometimes you don't even know what is what. Now, my father, he has a beef with God. Because I know he is deep down religious in a certain degree now.
But he's a rebel.
But he's angry, and he has all the reasons in the world to be angry. Because he's been through so much stuff.
Okay.
I'm like, holy shit. Like, that's, if that God exists, he was bullying him.
He was like, he got a problem with you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he was born with a grudge on him. And again, and he still made it work out. And we can all say after that, you know, those famous phrases, you know, when you thought you were alone, well, you know.
Yeah, I was walking with you.
Yeah, no, and then, yeah, and then when you saw only two feet, it's because I had you on my back. Blah, 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 blah. Yes, that is possible. I don't know. Everybody has their own journey.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the reason why I became super religious, I didn't know that then, but I was just trying to be like everybody else.
Right.
Because I didn't have anybody that had the same journey as me. I was in Algeria, born in the States, lived in Mexico, and then come to Algeria.
So it was identity, basically.
Exactly. So I was trying to look like everybody else,
yeah.
Act trying like everybody else.
It's funny. That's how it is. That's how it's like when, like, church, mm-hmm. to be honest.
If you think about religion at its core, it's a lot like that. Yeah. So after that, I started studying, reading books. So you go from the Old Testament, New Testament, the Quran, the Hadith, and all that. And all of a sudden, you start asking yourself some questions that the answers are, or just pretty much the stories are like, no. And then once...
But that was obviously because, you, like you said, you were kind of super religious between 9 to 13. When did you start reading every...
That time, like the last year and year and a half when I was really into it, like I wanted to be the most faithful believer. I wanted to be the best at it. It's simple as that. Like, everything I did in life was a competition, right? I always had to prove myself.
I'm more religious than you, motherfucker.
Not more, but better.
Shit. Uh-huh.
That would be the proper word.
Dang.
Right?
It would be the name of your book. Not, I know it's Confessions of a Sinner. Yeah. I'm sure somewhere there. Volume 1. Not more, but better.
Could be a subtitle.
Yeah. Or a name of a volume, but it has to be in there somewhere.
So I went through that and I was
to finish with thank you, motherfuckers.
With love,
motherfuckers.
With love. Yeah, that kills me.
And as I was asking, the issue with me, and again, we're all victim by the people we meet, right?
For sure.
Some people can make you, some or people break can you. Break you.
Yeah. Mm.
Some people can guide you, some people can get you lost. And what happened was, sadly, as I was asking questions to these figures of authority in the religious community, a lot of answers were like, because it's that way.
Yeah.
Right.
And that pissed me off.
Wasn't enough.
It was definitely not enough. Because I'm like, if God is this holy and this great and he knows everything, it should be clear.
But since I know you're a rebel. So just with that kind of
motto, I don't consider myself a rebel at all.
You don't, but we consider you a rebel.
Yeah, but what would be a rebel now?
I'm just fucking with you, bro.
Yeah, but you are. Why would you say a rebel?
Why would I say? By just the kind of attitude you have.
Because I ask questions?
No.
So what is it?
Well, you would be considered that, like in certain groups then, like because you ask questions.
Maybe, not for my part, but
you know, not like not us.
I'm curious.
He's a very curious person.
But curious people bother people.
Yes, right?
There would be no evolution as humans. So that means Magellan or Kaepernick, they were all rebels.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, but again, that's the thing.
They were.
What?
They were.
They were but I find that for the ignorant. Because if somebody can come, like when my kids come and ask me or come and doubt me.
No, not ignorant. People who want to control.
Yeah, but
that's true.
That too. They want control, but still, you can still have control with the truth at the end of the day.
But the thing, though, when you withhold the truth, that sometimes they feel like they have a better control, right? Because the more you know, the freer you are. You know what
I
mean?
No, that I get. That's why I admire people like Constantine,
it's the
reason in a sense,
why you're a rebel.
Where they realize they might not have the truth, but they're like, let me make it a power. So they took what they knew, took different knowledge. The Muslim community at one point were the center of knowledge.
Yeah.
Because the sheikh that was at that time went and got all the books of the world, put it under one library in Babylon, and he had scholars. And he's like, the way to take over this world is by knowledge.
Knowledge, yeah. And I agree.
You think if whoever those people of power had answered you differently, had they you think you would have gone a different path, a different route? Would you still be somewhat of a believer? Would you have carried on your faith?
So my issue here, and again, I always said it when it comes to, like, just say Islam. I don't have a problem with Islam. I have a problem with Muslims. That's my biggest issue. And this
is the people.
It's the imperfect side of religion.
Me and the church.
Exactly.
Whatever I'm saying goes to any religion, by the way.
Absolutely, 100%.
And any belief or any life coach or any psychologist.
I was talking about wars or whatever. Like,
The biggest wars were religious wars.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
100%. Yeah.
But the thing is, even if they would have answered me differently, except if I would have been indoctrinated in a way where I became a zombie completely, there would still be questions. Because I still ask these questions today.
Right.
And I still study these books and religious and people's different opinions and stuff like that. And still we don't get those answers. Now, my issue with, but I know it's a little bit of a paradox what's going on, is if they're going to claim it's God and the way they portray God as this perfect being, they went too high. They reached way too high. They reach way too high. If they would have said somebody superior than us, it would have made sense. The fact that they said he was perfect and he knows everything, that what puts everything else in doubt, because there's so many unperfect things.
Injustice.
On the scriptures and on the journey and on the stories. And they always put the fault on humans because there's space to interpretation.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I'm losing my voice.
No, but that's what I mean by I made this joke last time. I was like, there's so much confusion because it was written in this old dialect and this all this. I'm like, gosh, I should have just did it in the sign language. That would have fixed all the problems in the world.
But then you would have American Sign Language and you have Universal Sign Language.
But I'm just curious as to what you mean they aimed too high.
So they pictured God as this perfect creature.
Yeah.
But if you look at and read the scriptures, God has an ego.
Yeah. And gets angry. Yeah.
He becomes revengeful.
Yeah.
He is vicious.
Yeah.
In the Old Testament.
And we're also made in his image, right?
Yeah. But that's what I mean. So he cannot have this image of this omnipresent being that just stays there and just watches. When through history before our generations, he was poking his nose in everything.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And changing the tides. For what reason? I don't know why. When he could have just done this. The creation of the devil, just per se, he had a favorite angel.
But that went against him.
That went against him, the irony of it all. But before even
he wanted to introduce, like, he was very in love with the arts and...
Who?
Lucifer.
Lucifer was...
He was the saint of that.
Yeah, he was the saint of that. Yeah, yeah. And then he got mad when he created humans.
Yes, because God loved...
Loved them more. And he was like, but they're not even perfect.
Yeah.
But they were created on your image, and then there were a whole jealousy thing.
Mm-hmm.
But he could have fixed the whole devil ego thing like this. But yet he's like, no, I'll prove to you that humans are good. And technically he's losing that bet. That's between me and you. Mm-hmm. And this guy knew the past, present, and future. It's like you're fixing a fight and you still lose the fight.
maybe he's thinking about it as like, like sometimes as a parent, right? You will have expectations of your child, right?
So who's his child in the story? Us or Lucifer?
Us, I'm thinking about. I'm just thinking about us.
We are.
I think we're there.
But who's Lucifer? Who's the angels in all this then?
Oh, I'm not even thinking about that. I'm not thinking that far. I'm just talking about like just from a perspective of your child and you kind of like letting your child kind of figure things out on their own.
Right.
Like, as a kid, like discover things for themselves.
So let me ask you. If you had to have a kid, would you put him in a kitchen and say you can do whatever you want, but you can't play with the fire?
No. I would like. Well, I'm just speaking in terms of like.
And again, maybe my little human brain.
Way of speaking.
I don't see the grand scheme of things.
I don't.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But
I'm being God's advocate right now.
No. Yeah. I'll do the Lucifer one.
Yeah. But I don't even believe in both of this. So
what?
Lucifer, God, whatever for me.
Sorry. Stories. I'm not used to this cold weather.
Yeah.
God is ridding you of demons.
Yeah, yeah. It's a sign. It's a sign to shut the fuck up.
His soul is escaping.
Yes.
It left a couple
times. I blessed
you.
So it's good. It's right back where it is.
Five Hail Marys and I'm back to my sinful ways. But again, the thing is, again, I'm not saying God does not exist.
No, I know.
I'm just saying that the stories that are being told are told in a very sloppy way.
I don't trust any of this, like, man-written, man-made.
Yeah, but I get such big debates with Shai about these things.
I know.
Because I believe that
he's religious.
He's a believer, yeah.
He's a believer.
More believer than you. That's right. I didn't know which side you were.
He's a very proud believer. Yeah, yeah. I respect that 100%.
Me too.
And sure.
He's very respectful too.
That's true.
Like, I do consider myself a believer, but I also am a type of person that I also understand the flaw of humanity and how many times we've carried storytelling to manipulate and to gain power over, like, dynasties and stuff like that.
Yep.
So for me, I'm like, as much as I would love to believe that this one book, we'll say the Bible, you know, is factual, is whatever, this and that, I still say, but it was written by humans, like people, like you and I.
Well, depends which book you're talking about now.
But all of them, they were written by, but they were all written by humans.
Huh?
You're going to tell me there's a book not written by
humans? They're all written by humans. They're all written by interpretation.
You're talking about
that. Yeah, yeah, they're all written by interpretation. Like, these are people. These are all men. There's no women. They're
no, the
men.
Quran is not written by interpretation. No, though. That's the thing.
No, it's a person's perspective.
No, it's not the Quran.
It was written by the Gabriel.
Where does it come from?
Because Muhammad couldn't read and write.
No, so Muhammad didn't write the Quran.
No, I know, but as a prophet, he didn't read or write.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was not. He didn't write it.
So she's saying like he wasn't able to.
He
read
wasn't
write
able
it,
but to.
But he didn't
regardless,
write it. The Quran was recited for 500 years.
Mm.
That's why. That was the miracle. But the Quran was whispered in Muhammad's ear
by the angel Gabriel.
He received the words of God. That's why the Quran is technically a miracle. Until this day, it's considered as a miracle because the way it's written, nothing. Okay, so the Quran would be...
But Gabriel spoke to Muhammad.
Yes.
And Muhammad continued on this...
The recitement.
Right.
Because the Bible, the Bible was an observation of the disciples. It wasn't Jesus that told them to write it.
No.
It was a journal, a combination of journals. It's a combination of journals. It's like if we would be here, let's just say we're going to make this funny. If I die tomorrow and then you all three decide to write a book about me and then you combine it together, that is
Hani
the Bible.
First, too.
Huh?
So I'm going to get Hani first.
Yeah, yeah. He's the accountant. So... You would have an accumulation of observation and witnesses of 3-4 people. The Quran is not that. The Quran is not a witness. The Hadith is.
Okay.
That is the living of the Prophet Muhammad.
Okay.
The Quran is literally the whisper of God to Gabriel through the ear to the ears of Muhammad.
But the Old Testament is practically the same thing.
Old Testament is a combination.
Abraham,
of two.
God spoke to him.
Yes.
And all of these things. So it's all the same. It's all the same.
It's the same.
The whispers
but not
of
as
God.
The Bible.
It's the words
not
of
the
God.
Not the New Testament meaning.
Yeah, but it's the words of
no,
God.
Not the New Testament.
The New Testament is Jesus, the disciples and all the apostles.
It's Paul, John,
yes,
that
we
just
know.
Read. This is what Jesus
this
did.
This is where God becomes different, I feel. The New Testament, you know, he gave his son, you know, to wash away all of our sins. Like, you guys owe me nothing. I gave you my son. I, you know, that's it.
Well, the Holy Trinity, he gave himself to.
And God, even Jesus says, you know, like, they don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're doing. It's tough. He lived a human life. He's like, yo, this shit is fucked up.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yo, like, this shit's fucked up.
He only
like,
lasted
nice.
33 years just putting
like,
it out there.
Like, please, Dad, like, be nice to these people. So that's when I feel like...
33?
It's like
yeah.
There's a...
Yeah, 33. That's why when Elijah Jesus, when they call you...
Yeah, yeah, he died when he was
33.
Yeah,
no, 33.
Yeah, he died when he was 33.
33.
But yeah, sorry. There's one thing I'm trying to understand about the Quran.
Yes.
So you said it was recited.
Yes.
So it was recited without being written anywhere for...
But isn't that a flaw by design? As human beings, our brain remembers from the last
what do you
time
call it?
We
what
remember.
Do you call it for me, the telephone arabe.
But that's what I mean. That's what I'm saying. Even our brains are designed dangerously that we remember from the
last
time
memory.
We were from when we last remembered it. So you, the memory, let's say, I
it's
don't know, something
pure.
Happened yesterday, you'll remember it. Okay. Then the next time you remember it, you're remembering it from the last time you remembered it.
Yeah.
So it's so messed up.
It's crazy.
Like, so that's why I have huge doubts because sometimes I'm like, okay, but.
Oh, no, the doubt is real.
But it was put to it's paper, like, right, at some point?
Yeah. That was decided by one of the caliphs. It's like these chefs that he decided to put it in one. And then from there, everything
it
went.
Became, okay.
So everyone was walking around at that point just reciting it.
Yes. That's the miracle of the whole Islamic.
And this is
they were saying all the same thing.
Well, they were.
That's what I'm gonna say. This is factual.
This is factual. That's the history. Read it.
No, no, I'm asking because
so that's the legend.
So you're gonna tell me that we're all saying the same thing.
Same thing
all the time.
So I'll tell you an example.
How long is the Quran? If you were to read it.
Oh shit, it's long. If it would be an audiobook, it would probably be around 6-7 hours.
So how could they remember?
Man, that's crazy.
The thing is, again, I don't know the details here, and I don't want to get...
What do you mean you don't know? You weren't alive? Jeez.
Let me put it this way.
I mean, he's old enough.
Let
me tell you one thing. So the Quran is like poetry. It's not written. Yes. It's not written like a text as a story. Like it's a bunch of stories written in prose.
With parables, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this book is so perfectly written... Mm. It's considered the literature compared to the pyramids. They're magnificent, they're gigantic, and we have no fucking idea how it was done.
Oh, okay.
Aliens. That's literally that. Mm. There's so many... It's the way it was written, especially at the period it was written.
Right.
It's incredible. Mm. And that I'll give that much the credit. Now, you have to understand the Muslim community at a certain point in time were at the peak of evolution, technology, and science. They're the ones who created algebra, created the number zero, the mathematics, astrology, among other things, agriculture. They were the Mecca, ironically speaking, of knowledge. Everybody would go there to study. Biggest university in the world that was enlightenment at its best. Now, did they play all this out like Constantine did for Christianity? Who the fuck knows? Mm. I don't know. They're really good at keeping secrets. One thing I know, every fucking family, every fucking period in time has fucking secrets.
True.
I'm just repeating the stories that are being told.
Right.
That this was recited. There's only one version. It's very debatable, but yet
That's a few shots at Christianity, yeah?
But I think it's
no, but that's the biggest flaw, Christianity.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
Yeah, the King James. Yeah, exactly. It's like, yeah.
But it's intelligently written. I mean, we're talking about all, what would you call these? Like divine books, we'll say?
Yeah.
We'll call it divine books. Mm-hmm. They're written in a way, okay, obviously they're not the original languages that they were written in, but even after their translation, they're still like metaphors. And every time you read them, depending on where you are in life, it's completely different.
But the Quran wasn't translated. It's still in Arabic.
It was never translated.
It was never translated even in English?
Not to English?
No, it was, but meaning that it's still in its original... That language is not dead.
Right.
Compared to Christianity or...
Well, Aramaic is a dead language?
It is, but I mean... Yeah, it is. But that's...
The Bible was written in Aramaic.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
So that's a dead language.
No.
It's a combination of many things.
Oh, yeah, it's the three languages. That's true. Greek, Hebrew, and Aramaic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's the issue. So Islam only has two technically branches, the Shiite and Sunnite, right? And even that is ironic because they believe in the same book. Mm-hmm. But the side characters after, because who took over Islam after the death of Muhammad was the problem.
That was the real beef, right?
So it was between Omar and... The brother-in-law and his right... arm guy, from what I remember. Man, again, don't kill me with the details. It was two people. One was like, yeah, Muhammad wanted me, and he's like, no, it wasn't me. And then they were like, fuck you, I take this, I take it, like I take half.
But they're doing the same thing.
What do you mean?
I'm asking
same religion.
Same religion.
But there's different rules.
But it's like Catholicism and Christianity and Jehovah.
But what at its base, what's the difference between Catholicism and Christianity?
Well, I think it's really more based on the New Testament alone. It's like,
well, I'm trying to.
But I know between the Orthodox and the Christians is one doesn't believe Mary was a virgin.
Huh?
Yeah.
You know, isn't that the Orthodox?
It might be the Orthodox. I don't think it's
Christian.
That's what I said.
The Orthodox. The Orthodox. Okay. Yeah.
Believe that the Virgin Mary wasn't a virgin.
She was not. Yes, that is correct.
They believe,
and the Roman Catholics believe
she was the mother, but she wasn't a virgin. She wasn't
at the time. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm like, already among you guys, you're not even sure about, you know.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like, it depends on us as human beings. It's like, we're always like, if we don't like something, we're going to alter it. We believe that we have that power that we're, if it doesn't align to us, we need to change it. This is not
if
correct.
If it don't align, I'm gonna have
right?
to decline.
The power of perspective.
But if even if you put that aside, because that's the thing, because religion sadly can't be modernized, technically speaking.
No,
because if
no,
it's the word of God,
but it is. But it is
timeless.
Being modernized. But, it
but
is.
You don't have a choice. Mm-hmm. Right, because there's certain things like in the Bible, I always make fun of it. It's like it tells you how to take care of your slaves.
Well, that's what I'm saying. A lot of these things don't age well. Right?
And how do
they
you explain
well.
Having slaves if God made us all equal? I'm like,
what he said.
But I also had an issue with like God's people. I'm like, well, what about the rest of us? We're not God's people. What's
no, God's
going
people
on?
Is for the Jews. They're the chosen
but
ones.
But that's what I was saying. I was like, but then he says we're all his children. So then, I, you know, sometimes
he chooses
I joke about
here and
it. I'm
there,
like,
he forgets.
Oh, his people. Huh?
But then I enjoy the part about, like, you know, simple biology. If Adam and Eve did create, who, how did they have kids and how did their kids have kids? It was a great family orgy. What's going on
we
here?
You come from, yeah.
You know orgy, what I mean? Like, there's a lot of retard kids. That's some fucked up shit. And
no,
then we're
no,
like,
not
okay.
then. Not then yet.
Oh, no. Okay.
Not then.
Because they ate the apple.
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm should talking about
they
the
ate
DNA.
Biologic.
There's not a lot of DNA.
Because that was bio-organic.
Yeah,
that's
everything was biologic there.
There wasn't enough DNA to go around.
So how does it work? So the brother and the sister banged?
Of course.
But yet, wait, didn't Adam and Eve have Abel and Cain?
Yeah, Cain and Abel.
So
yeah,
is that
Cain and Abel.
Two guys.
So they fucking. How does that work?
But what killed the other
they
one?
They banged
no?
the mom?
No, they continued to have more kids. Hello?
What?
Didn't they continue to have more kids? They just didn't talk about them.
Oh, okay. They were, two, you know, side characters.
But they have to have side characters. You
and
know
then
what I
the
mean?
Whole, you know, the Noah arc is another favorite of my stories.
Yeah, yeah.
There were five people. Not how much it would take. But the irony of all this about everything that is testament, you know they don't believe in dinosaurs, right?
Sorry? Mm-hmm. Don't believe
yep,
what?
Dinosaurs.
Yep. But yo, there's proof, you know?
No, but that's what fucked up everything. Because Adam and Eve were born with knowledge. They could speak. Right, but now we know through science that there was
cavemen.
Yeah, yeah, Homo.
So we're like, we fucked up somewhere along the way in this history thing. Like, oops. And this is where these religions now, maybe originally, deep down, when God, if God did exist, and he gave the message to these people, he didn't say, yo, guys, stop inventing fucking stories. Just don't kill yourselves. Help
and
each
then
other.
He said, I'm out. Peace.
And I'm out. You guys fucked up. You're not listening. And you see what I'm saying? Because if you take the books as they are, there's a lot of fucking flaws in them. I'm like, if he knew everything in the past, fuck the future. Future, we'll talk about it when it happens. But how did he not know there were dinosaurs and cavemen? But you created a story of Adam and Eve that they were having a conversation and blah, 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 blah. And then what? They became stupid and then back smart? What
but
happened?
I still believe it's all metaphors. He's spoken tongues, right? You had said that once, that if God spoke, it would to us, we wouldn't understand it. We'd be like babbling idiots, right?
True.
I think that's what it means. He could have spoke these things that us were like, we don't understand this alien guy. Like, what is he talking about? Like, let's just do our own like swing of it. And I think we just
this
ran
is what
with
he
it.
Means.
You know, I
mean,
we
do
just
that.
Swang.
We do
like,
that today.
We're gonna be like, let's dumb this down. You know what I
so
mean?
So let me ask you a question then.
But before, hold 1 second. I just want to ask Francis the same question I asked you. Since you were born into religion, right? Same thing as someone. Well, no, sin wasn't really born in. Well, yeah, he was born into it. So sin, same thing as sin.
I was really born.
When did you decide that? You know what? I don't believe, or this is not me.
Did God disappoint
Because you're more
you?
You're more atheist, if I'm gonna say,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, ironically, comes from my dad and is the Italian one.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and I was probably between 8 and 10.
Oh
damn, that's young.
Because every time we would go to the church, he wouldn't make fart noise or like just being.
Oh, he didn't take it seriously.
Exactly, wasn't taking it seriously at all. It started with that kind of behavior from my dad, but eventually. I mean, it was showing me so much things, scientific things and whatever.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So I had my mom on one side that was trying to pull me and the other one was on the other side and trying to pull me. And at the end, I went with the science side.
Mm.
And like, if I don't know if you're comfortable speaking about it, but like how long ago did your mom get sick?
She had 3 cancers.
Oh, wow.
3.
So it was a period in a period of 4 years.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was 4 years of stressful moments.
This is a long time ago, or
I was 22 to 24.
Okay, yeah. Okay, all right. And like, did at any of those moments, because you said she was religious and everything, and she is religious, like at any of those moments, did you like ever have like any, you know, those moments there when you kind of like, all
hey
right,
God,
let me try,
me.
Let me believe. No, no, I'm not no. even.
I was.
And what about her in those moments? How was she?
She was. She was.
But she's
I was
religious.
Yeah, but I was thinking about the science part. I was the only thing I was believing in. It was doctors.
The treatment, okay. The doctors, everything like that. And how do you like? How does she feel with you being atheist? Does she know? Like,
yeah,
she
knows. She's she. I think she let it go at the end.
Okay, whatever
but it's choice. Been a long time. Mm-hmm. I think she really wanted us to do our communion. She really wanted us to do the things that
no,
she...
All of those sacraments.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, yeah.
Would you want to get married? Like, would you?
I would, but I think in our society, that's the other thing. That's the other part.
So it's like the party. It's not really about the sacrament.
No, I think it's more of that, yeah. I would get engaged. I already did. But I would get engaged, yeah, a second time. Hopefully would be the last time.
Mm. So you wouldn't get married in a church?
I don't know if I would get married in a church. I think I would get married.
It wouldn't
like,
make no sense.
But let's say if you're... future wife would want that. Would you be okay with that?
I would think about it.
Oh, okay.
I would think about it. Because at the end, for me, it wouldn't change anything. Like, if she's happy with that, okay, I'm Christian at the end, so yeah, let's do it. But I don't think it would do any difference.
Okay. It wouldn't be like a...
Yeah.
This guy was giggling in the corner. I want to know what he was laughing at.
Huh?
You were laughing before. I want to know what he was laughing at.
I wouldn't do it like a religious wedding.
No. But yeah, but I'm sure he would get married. But married not for the religious point. Just for the... Yeah, yeah.
To mainstream.
To make his mom happy.
That's why you're laughing at the marriage part?
Yeah.
My nonna.
Yeah.
On the Italian side. Even though my dad is not, I would have the rest of the family.
But your parents were married.
Yep.
Yeah. So at the end of the day, he was farting in church, but he still went through
it. He still went through it. We do a lot of things for love.
You know?
Oh, shit.
Like, I would definitely get married. Even a religious marriage.
You would? You would do a religious marriage?
I have no problem with that.
I have no problem either. I just think it wouldn't make a big difference.
It's not a tattoo.
It wouldn't be meaningful.
It's not permanent.
I could remove
it's
that shit.
Not permanent.
But there's nice values attached to the religious weddings. I mean, yeah.
I find it beautiful. I'm not talking about the parties. I'm talking about the whole
like what
the
ceremony. It signifies, yeah.
Yeah, because Muslim marriages, it's a whole, especially, and I'm... pretty much sure they're very different from one country to the other,
mm-hmm.
one tribe to the other. Us with Berbers, it's like literally a 7-day thing.
Almost like a Hindu, Hindu marriages, right?
Seven days. It's 3 days, 3 days each, 2 days each on their side.
Okay.
And then they come over. The woman comes over to the man's, and then the man goes over to the women. And then the final big day. There was like on the fifth day, we had to give to the other family. We gave them so a bull, you know, a bull is very big.
Yeah.
So we had to give a bull's thigh to the other family.
Oh.
And they lived on the 8th floor and they don't have elevators.
Oh.
We were 5 guys lifting that shit up.
Whose marriage was this?
My cousins.
Your cousins.
That's
so that was a hell of a training. That was you.
What does that signify?
Well, you give different things, and after that, you have to give money.
I guess it would signify somewhat like, you know, prosperity, or like always ensuring that, you know, they're going to be well fed, well taken care of, I guess.
It's not a question
like
of good luck. It's a question
well
of good karma.
Yeah. Well, like you could provide.
Anything else.
Okay, it's like good start type of thing.
Even like on the second day, my uncle did a royal couscous for the whole city.
Wow.
For the whole city?
About 300 people came through. So people would just come. The doors would open around 11. It wouldn't be the best of couscous, but like, well, it would be like the soup kitchen type of vibe. And people would come through. It's men. And then women on another way because they don't mix at the beginning.
Yeah.
And yeah, and people would just join, have lunch. Like even strangers, they would come.
Wow.
They can walk in, eat. They call it an wada. So what it means pretty much is to give back. Right, it's
to give you
like
kind of
you're
like
being
good karma type of thing.
Yeah, you're being blessed to have
you
your kids
yeah,
get
others.
Married, so you have to give back to society.
Yeah.
You're sense. Always giving at the wedding, okay. So you're giving to others constantly, like to the family
That's
of the
nice.
Wife, to the village.
I feel religion at its most beautiful.
It's not religious though. This side.
Oh, it's not.
this traditional?
This is mostly culturally traditional.
Okay, so this is not, okay.
Like, because Muslims, like, let's just say in the Middle East, they don't do all this.
Okay.
But us, because we are very tribe, very village. So usually...
So this is more Berber, genre?
I don't know if it's Berber, but it's definitely North African.
But in Islam, though, there are good qualities in the sense of like so along the lines of like you're supposed to help out someone in need, right?
Islam is okay. So Islam by definition is a very beautiful religion,
and I feel like
it's a very peaceful religion.
They're very peaceful to a certain
but I was gonna
extent
say right
extent most too. Depends which chapter you're reading.
Yeah, well, I feel like
no, but Islam because
I was saying like they have to give to for someone who's in need. And stuff like that.
So,
right?
If I can give a metaphor about Islam, mostly it's about loving your equals, but the ones that look like you.
Oh shit!
Right. So if you're part of the crew, you know you have to love and everything like that. Because there's a lot of couple of chapters where they talk about the sinners and the Jews and the rest of the religions. And stuff like that. So it is a little bit contradictory sometimes. And again, every religion has this.
The only thing is
because Islam was the last religion out of the three, they have tendency of mentioning the ones in the past compared to Christianity. Can't talk about Islam.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't there yet. You know what I mean?
That's
so
a good point.
They had somewhat of an upper hand, right? And there's the whole myth and I don't know what it is, myth behind it, because the Jews are the condemned people, right? They were cursed by God because they were the chosen ones and they were cursed to roam earth until God gave them back their chosen land.
Okay.
That's why this whole Israel thing is a whole shit show from a religious point of view, mm-hmm, because it's very contradicted to their source material. But then some people would say that it's very old school thought and, you know, blah, 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 blah. Again, I'm not here to discuss who is right, who is wrong. I'm just giving the facts here. Now, at the end of the day, because of history of everything is born in Jerusalem, right? All three religions in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that, and they were neighbors, somebody had to be wrong and somebody had to be right. And that's
way
why.
Way of humanity.
And that's why there was a lot of death during Les Grandes Croisades and everything like that.
Right.
Before countries were countries, it was nations of religion or culture, whatever it is. So again, I'm not saying it's God who told them to do that, but the scriptures told them, if you're not with us, you're against us, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Even Jesus told his disciples, if one cheek you give the second, yet go and say that to South America and the rest of the world. But hey.
Yeah, but he also whipped some people's asses too. And you know what I mean? So
yeah.
Jesus didn't.
Yeah, Jesus, yeah.
Yeah, but he got his ass whipped, sadly. He was a peaceful guy. He always broke bread with everybody.
He had a bad temper.
In his father's house, though.
Yeah.
When people were...
He was known for his bad temper.
Yeah.
But again, like I said, I'm not here to debate what is right, what is wrong. Find your peace. Be, you know, good and loving.
I don't even think it's about the right or wrong. I think it's more about a
message.
How
people interpret the message. Because I think there's a lot of beauty.
Yes.
In religions, right? Like, when used...
Correctly.
You know,
their main purpose is to
unify.
Yeah,
it's the thing I'm saying about my mom. She raised us in this particular way, but I'm not necessarily going to do it with my kids as the religion way. But the way she raised us...
Value ways.
Goes with the values of the religion. Yeah. So.
Because its simplest form, it's about unity. It's about community. It's
sharing,
about
love.
It's about kindness.
And kindness.
You know?
Special shout out to all the Muslims out there because it's the period of Ramadan.
Yes, definitely.
That's something that I would suggest everybody does at least once. Not necessarily the whole 30 days there, but maybe 1 or 2 days.
I did 96 hours, but it wasn't.
You fasted.
No, no, it's fasting with no water. There's no water.
Yeah, they
no
don't
water.
Drink
water.
No, they
don't
drink
water
water.
For till the sun
the
comes.
Sunrise
down.
To sunset. Like,
yeah,
I'm
nothing,
doing it now
right?
with my daughter.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I did it today. It was a hell of an adventure because I forgot to wake up at night to eat. But hey, c'est la vie.
Oh, la
but
la.
It went pretty good. It went pretty good. And it's very centering.
It's it cleanses you.
The mind and the soul. And like I said, there's beautiful things in every religion.
Yep.
I'm actually gonna go back and read.
Yeah, man, I want to get into this again.
Like, you know,
you should definitely.
Theology. There's
I'm gonna read the Bible. I'm gonna read the Quran. I'm gonna go and read. I like reading.
Of course,
yeah. You could have both
side by side.
Yeah.
You're gonna find, like I said, there's beautiful
it's
stories.
It's like history books.
That's it.
To a certain extent.
it's true.
They say history is written by the winners. And on that note,
peace.
Go sign your contract.